This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I have a note at the beginning of my chapter in the Bible, and most people do. It says, a Psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love, God, your love is better than life. On my bed, I remember you. What do you remember when you're in your bed? Think about that for a second. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I will sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Rarely, if ever, can I remember a time when I have started by talking about that little editorial note at the beginning of the psalm where it says, a Psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. Most people in this room, after a night like last night today, have trouble relating to a desert. But let me tell you something. Some of you are in a desert right now. You just don't know what to call it. He describes a desert as a dry and weary land where there is no water. Some of you are going through that with your job. It's a dry and weary land where there's no water. There's no life in your spirit. You can be in a dry and weary land where there is no water in your family. You can be in a dry and weary land where there is no water in a marriage. You can be in a dry and weary land where there is no water with your personal health, your personal finances. A lot of things can be a desert experience. So don't leave here today saying, well, I don't know what a desert experience is like. Yes, you do. You've been in one this year. You may be in one right now. And isn't it interesting what David says? Oh God, you are my God. One commentator said this, folks, that this was the most precious of all the Psalms to him, of all the Psalms. And I'm thinking, more precious than Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd? Yeah. More precious than, I think it was Psalm 37 that more people quoted after 9/11, including President Bush, when the country was attacked? Yeah, more precious than that. More precious than Psalm 103 that says, like as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord is to us. And do you know why he said it's the most precious? Because of the first phrase, O God, you are my God. Some of you need to pray that prayer, and that's all you need to pray tonight, in a sense. And I really mean that. Oh God, you are my God. You know, people say, isn't that a little arrogant to say God's my God? Do you refer to your husband as a husband? Do you refer to your wife as a wife? Do you refer to your kids as those kids? Yeah, you do. You do refer to them as those kids. But you know what I mean. You refer to your family as my family. And isn't it interesting that you can say, oh God, you are my God. I don't know what the thinking is now with astronomers, but a few years ago I heard an astronomer speak, and he said that he thought, and I don't know how you come up with a number like this, that the universe was 60 million light years across. That's farther than Cleveland. I mean, it's just a long way away. It means if you started with a ray of light and it would travel across the universe, it would take 60 million years for that light to get to the other side. Now, whether that's a correct figure, it's bigger, smaller, it doesn't matter. You can refer to the God who created all of this and say, oh God, you are my God. What difference does it make? Everything. That you and I can appeal to the God who created all of this and say, oh God, you are my God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.